Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio Broadcast. The Word became flesh. Oh yes, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. And it needs to be very, very carefully stated that the Word that we're talking about in this Bible is the divine Lord Jesus, God Almighty, and he became flesh. That means he became human. That means that Jesus is the God-man. Now, his deity, when he was walking around earth, his deity was veiled by his flesh, his humanity. People thought, there's a man, a strange man, a powerful man, a mighty man, but just a man. But after his resurrection, they understood clearly that he was God. Now listen, he had never ceased to be God, even though he became a man. We've got to be very clear on this. And we've also got to be very clear in our understanding as to why God became a man. Listen, it was necessary if God was ever going to save anyone, he had to become a man. And you say, God didn't have to do anything. You know you're right. God didn't have to come to earth at all. He didn't have to save anybody. He wasn't obliged to save anybody. But put that aside. He's a just God and he must punish sin. He couldn't just excuse our sin because he's just and he's holy. The wages of sin is death. Now here's the deal. God, if he's going to take our punishment, has to become a man. Because God can't die. He's immortal. And the wages of sin is death. But the Word became flesh and it's now possible for him to die. Oh, what a drama. Here he is, Jesus, the God-man, fulfilling all obedience, being perfectly obedient, sinning not, being perfect in everything that he did. God manifest in the flesh. And there he is. He goes to the cross of Calvary and he dies for the ungodly. Hey, listen to me. It's the ungodly he dies for. This is radical. Oh, that men and women would come to see him as the only refuge, the only shelter from the wrath which is to come. Oh, Brother McKee, we don't believe in wrath anymore. You're very, very foolish, my friend, because God will send his wrath and punish all who do not obey the gospel and who believe not on the Lord Jesus Christ. He that believes not is condemned already. Oh, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. The God who is love has wrath. Why? Because he's holy and he's beautiful. Oh, God who didn't hate sin would not be beautiful. But listen, that God, that all-powerful God, has come here, clothed himself with humanity, and he's Jesus, and he's merciful, and he's died on the cross, and he's raised from the dead, and he's glorified in heaven, and he's our high priest. Come to him. He knows what it is to be human. He knows all about you. Come to him by simple faith and say, Jesus, be merciful to me, a sinner. If you do that, he'll save you.
And that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.